Blog Talk Radio.
What I got, they need to know.
2018, construction
about to be a show. Oh. Light it up and let it go. Oh.
Yeah. Letters on, it's a cold game. Same snakes, nobody change. No love, just guap and fame. So my G is on and my cash straight. These fakes run when them lights on. Crooked waves that can't fly straight. I can see you, don't try me. For life or death, I won't hesitate. It's real talk with a real walk. Till I die, you know it ain't too late to show and prove what I told you. Or self-defense, ain't no masquerade. No mask, just a black face. Getting it over, no time to waste. Cook up beef and I'll give you a taste. Step on my land and get you red tape. Israel is my gangster. With flag waves and a rap stat. It's fools to this, let me show you. Don't bring trouble where you rest at. Drug game where you sleep at. Babies where you shoot craps at. Heavyweight in that knapsack. Bang, bang, take that. Money, you know that I'm spending it, then to make it back. Make no mistake, when I gotta be flipping it.
Oh, what I got, they need to know.
Yeah, I'm taking off like an Olympic race with that hand game for that black face. Don't play with us, stay in a child's place. I suggest you walk up at a fast pace. Out of grace when my lion chase you in the jungle. But I'ma sit back and get spoiled. King of the throne, I'm too royal. Your cowards make my blood boil. Yeah, since on the ground that ain't loyal. Recording your dirt that ain't thorough. No love for that dude that's dumb. In fact, they gon' be locked up by tomorrow. No progress, sorrow. That commissary you gon' borrow. On a flash, you know you like a car show. Imported jewels straight from the Congo. No blood diamonds, how can I know? Take flight first class, light show. Everywhere I go, sunshine, illuminated. Like mine, from the west side. Call a murder vow, put the wicked to rest. Like a 50 cal, with a cold smile. Cold style, shots fired, but no rebound.
So let's get it poppin'.
And
it's about to be a show. Turn my music up loud. And everybody hit the floor. Wide up, ain't no stopping. Light it up, let it blow. Light it up, I'm gon' shine. What I got, they need to know.
Black people around the world.
love and I salute the loose. Don't stereotype or call me nappy-headed or X surprise when you learn that I graduated. Rolling thumb probes from us, yeah, confiscated. Everything we had left some devastated. Black on black love, the most beautiful fiance. Love my knee alone, my Kelly to my Beyonce. This is from another, credit one another. And shout out to the brothers that's still rolling with us. They try to say everything bad, symbolize blessing. But they left out some of the good tech to go. Elegant, sophistication, Nubian power. Black excellence, the world is ours. Put my hand on my chest, that mean I feel ya. Real, recognize real, and you looking familiar.
What up, black elegance, black intelligence, black excellence, black extravagance. B-L-A-C-K, representing for my black people around the world every day. Black elegance, black intelligence, black excellence, black extravagance. B-L-A-C-K, representing for my black people around the world every day.
Now we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's for racism? Black people or white? You know why? We hate black people too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. There's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. Black people and there's niggas. The niggas have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time,
of the stripes, but demand all that glory. Flashes of their lies all up in their eyes of story. When they sleeping, just know that
I'll be up.
Didn't think it was real, now it's
I'll be up.
I told you doubters one day that
I'll be up.
And now they mouth is shut, cause it's
I'll be up.
When they sleeping, just know that
I'll be up.
Didn't think it was real, now it's
I'll be up.
I told you doubters one day that
I'll be up.
Now they mouth is shut, cause it's
I'll be up.
The gloves is off and I only live once.
One.
Could never take a loss when I started just for fun.
Fun.
Knocked down nine, back up on ten. Soak in the tub in the morning, back again. Feel the pressures of my family, where we gotta eat. Feel the pressures of my fancy, so I keep it street. I play with many styles, cause it's no day on me. They play with many lies, sell it all for free. I forge many roles from NY to Paris. Kill all my souls, buy a ticket and come see. I write my own songs and I plow through these beats. Spread love or shed blood ain't really up to me. They all stop when I walk in, I could never be low key. They all stop when I'm talking, I'm so eloquent with my speech. Hip hop insomnia, I could never get no sleep. Up late recording, cause I gotta kill this beat. When they sleeping, just know that
I'll be up.
Didn't think it was real, now it's
I'll be up.
I told you doubters one day that
I'll be up.
And now your mouth is shut, because it's
I'll be up.
When they sleeping, just know that
I'll be up.
Didn't think it was real, now it's
I'll be up.
I told you doubters one day that
I'll be up.
Now your mouth is shut, cause it's
I'll be up.
When they sleeping, just know that
I'll be up.
Didn't think it was real, now it's
I'll be up.
I told you doubters one day that
I'll be up.
Now your mouth is shut, cause it's
I'll be up.
When they sleeping, just know that
I'll be up.
They didn't think it was real, now it's
I'll be up.
I told you doubters one day that
I'll be up.
And now your mouth is shut, cause it's
I'll be up. I'll be up. I'll be up. I'll be up.
Before the days of the slave ships, when they gave whips to black men to brutalize the same black men that they came with. Divide and conquer, they came from caves with trick knowledge from Musa, civilization. Soon to fall, Yakub doomed them all. Elon or Patmos, John the Baptist, Jacob, under like attractive blackness. Subtract the melanin, he's steadily telling them lies about their origin, mind state starving. Left on the quest for knowledge, rock carving, heritage robbing, recessive genetics, the science of the dominant stolen through eugenics, producing bloody schizophrenics, pillaging villages and killing the tenants. Ask all the black Semitics who replaced their faith to race the deep state and took credit. Taught them how to cheat, taught them how to rule the whole world through deceit. Took the black baby and he fed him to the beat. Overthrew the man, put the people in the street. Taught them how to lie, taught them how to cheat, taught them how to rule the whole world through deceit. Took the black baby and he fed him to the beat. Overthrew the man, put the people in the street. Now they was born in the mind, a determined idea. Process fulfilled in 600 years, according to the knowledge of the wise and the fair. For 6,000 moons predicted to rule over fools, who go to their graves looking for jewels. They broke through the rope, now look at the EU, utilizing the rope and price to bind you, and change your mind too wherever they find you. Clouds try to block the sun, but the light shines through. Oil fields, diamond mines, I'ma find you. Stealing everything and keeping them blind too. Took the land and left the people with the Bible. I place the sword above their head and make them keep the secret. My son, chop that, remind the devil how to keep it. Do the knowledge seeking until you speak it like a master. Otherwise we're headed for disaster. Taught them how to cheat, taught them how to rule the whole world through deceit. Took the black
Now tell us what rules and regulations did he follow in making?
grafted, uncivilization. Doctors, nurses, ministers, assisted in cremation, murdering the black baby and keeping black mothers waiting. Angel baby explanation, expectations of a home secured in heaven if she's patient. Doctors inoculation, killing the black preserved brown population. Grabbed the germ to white and now we facing genocide and weak and wicked. It was predicted they would rule. Planned Parenthood, Peak the Jewel, the liquor stores next to school. Every block got a church to keep us praying on our knees like fools. But he's us, we ain't taught that, which is why the devil uses all of us as doormats. Until we make them fall back and stop calling on their justice, cause they ain't gonna call back. Taught them how to cheat, taught them how to rule the whole world through deceit. Took the black baby and he fed him to the beast. Overthrew the land, put the people in the street. Taught them how to lie, taught them how to cheat, taught them how to rule the whole world through deceit. Took the black baby and he fed him to the beast. Overthrew the land, put the people in the street.
Friends of me, but the real enemy. So now I do serve of a different kind. cause now yo-yo has got a different mind. Never be in life so much, cause Mark's just for me. I'm coming with a west side.
The Gaza population of 1,700,000 have been displaced. There is no electricity, no running water, and the law of warfare has been violated. These are war criminals.
Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes.
1948, they invaded a nation. Occupation of Palestine for gains of corporation. Kids and family getting killed every day. Where did our humanity go for the human race? We're too busy, too busy. Working for the devil, funding atrocities for the money. Funny how the media, which is filled with lies, keeping silence of all these war crimes. Listen up, can I tell you this? If they went to your house and did what they did, what would you do? Speaking some truth, strip you from your freedom, drones flying over you, any day you could die. Your mama cried, you seen your sister buried alive, bombs in the sky, unjustified homicide, modern day genocide will prophesy with the pretext to occupy. Now don't get me wrong, I ain't a preacher, but ring the alarm, United Nations. Working with Satan, demonstrations in every country, we're running out of patience. Raising a kid in this warlike spot, and of course the kids are growing up, won't look up to Hamas. No job, no money, and nothing else to do, revolution is on. So spread the truth in this capitalistic new world agenda. But stealing people's land, can you remember what they did to Ramallah and the West Bank? White, black, and brown, united we stand, divided we fall, to the settlers' wall. Separation barriers, it's the time of the jaw. Revolve, when man loses his sanity. Free Palestine, and now they wanna ban me. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes dead. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Somebody gotta deal with these war crimes.
Yeah. On January 17, 1961, I was beaten then, tortured then, murdered by gun. The firing squad, the CIA, the MI6, the Belgians were in on it.
Who am I?
Mobutu too, tried to kill the cause by killing me. Silly Steve, because the flesh dies only to set the soul free. And it landed in its MC, manifest destiny, but only for the African.
Who am I?
The salt of the earth, the father of man. They gave a cross and they took the land.
Who am I?
As long as the Belgians continued to mine, then I guess the DRC is fine. No, it's not.
Who am I?
Copper and zinc, tin and coal, and don't forget diamonds and gold.
Who am I? Who
I was dipped in acid, all for greed, and I just wanted them to leave.
Who am I?
The United Nations turned their backs while the Europeans cleansed the blacks.
Who am I?
The Soviet Union wanted to assist, but the USA just labeled me a communist.
Who am I?
Pan-African, pro-people, prolific, against evil. Whether it comes to war or peace, please remember my name, it's Patrice.
Who am I?
Whether it comes to war or peace, please remember my name, it's Patrice.
Yeah.
Who am I?
I'm the words you're afraid to speak, the face you're too vain to see.
Who am I?
I am scarlet, call me crimson red, the blood of a million slaves in every verse that I pen.
Who am I?
I'm dark matter in a world of lightweights, the future you can't fathom, your inescapable fate.
Who am I?
I am freedom through a musical note, I am you inside of the mirror, the reflection of hope. Tell me what you working with, I'm ready to assault this track before I murder it. Cause I use words to purge my aggression, I suggest you avoid becoming a victim of my murmurings. I get my big words from my murmuring. She taught me how to read and ever since I've had to yearn for them. And that side is shy girl can talk shit and stay clean. Excuse my foul mouth, I slip up and say things in rap life that real life can't seem to handle. Like I'm a better rapper than you and all your family, and I verbally slap you all around a few rounds until you king me, the greatest of the space-time continuum. See, great writers made me, not Jay-Z, but Langston. I'm still trying to digest a dream deferred. And every time I put my pen down to paper, I imagine saving babies from a bitter life in a heinous world.
Who am I?
I'm the words you're afraid to speak, the face you're too vain to see.
Who am I?
I am scarlet, call me crimson red, the blood of a million slaves in every verse that I pen.
Who am I?
I'm dark matter in a world of lightweights, the future you can't fathom, your inescapable fate.
Who am I?
I am freedom through a musical note, I am you inside of the mirror, the reflection of hope. But they don't wanna hear the pain, just the glory. And they don't wanna take the blame, just change it just to the story. And they'll take me as a trophy, but not as MVP. Cause they don't wanna admit it, but they envy me. I tell you why, because these hips and thighs created life in 7 days. And I can take it all away with just one verse spit in 7 ways. And the control you think you hold over me, guess what, it's obsolete. I copped the beat and laid heat like burnt edges. Play me, you'll pay me. My 16's like vendettas. This rap dope, but truth told, I've been better. Just a prelude, the deluge of poetic justice. No box braids, a cock ain't. And blow brains with all my substance. I don't need witticisms to make a hitter, and I don't need sports references to make my lyrics any clearer. F. Jordan, I'm rolling with Zora, cause my eyes been watching God since I first looked in the mirror. And dare I say it, that I'm a conscious entertainer. My confidence in my craft makes me comfortable with the label, but I defy all conventions. My unorthodox behavior makes me garner your attention like a peep show. The exposure keeps you riveted in place. You're conflicted, I'm the illest, but you can't let them know you think so. Acceptance is the last stage of grief, so I keep the peace. I let you have your moment before I make you take a knee and savor each and every piece that I secrete for me. Contrary to pop opinion, we ain't created equally. See, that my frame will require me to be human. I'm an alien, an outcast, a pillar in the land of ruin, ruin. I'm an alien, an outcast, a pillar in the land of ruin, ruin. I'm an alien, an outcast, a pillar in the land of ruin.
Who am I?
I'm the words you're afraid to speak, the face you're too vain to see.
Who am I?
I am scarlet, call me crimson red, the blood of a million slaves in every verse that I pen.
Who am I?
I'm dark matter in a world of lightweights, the future you can't fathom, your inescapable fate.
Who am I?
I am freedom through a musical note, I am you inside of the mirror, the reflection of hope.
Rugged radiac, true and living, son of man, black bomber, bring the guards back. Knowledge 120, share a jewel, set a trap, snare a fool, see a devil, keep him as a tool, in the same. I freed Lazarus from the grave, to come and get the people back with the guard game, right? My scimitar sharper than a thug type, right? Wisdom drip from the tip, don't slip, right? It's the fact you don't want it, I'm emphatic, George, living mathematics, civilized a damn savage with the wise words. Fly high like a bird with the high third, take flight, dig it, If you want it, come and hit it. Get your wig all set and you're finished. Take them all big, skinny, tall, midgets, whatever. I'm too official. I'm bust rhymes, get charged like I bust pistols. Drop bombs, about to get you all up in your tissue. I hit you with the pile of tackle. Drop science on your tabernacle. Resurrect you from the dead where your pastor had to. Yo, I'm upright, knowledge and degrees perpendicular. Squared off the blood suckers. I let my wisdom rain down. Make the cold front freeze, make the hurt so slick a pull of bad knees. This is high guard, banging in your eyeball. Mothership, stop, don't top, way I deal with. I built it all and I predicted he was stealing. See you lost, so fail, don't be real-ish. The 5% they be like these, they be all up in the streets. These people at the breaches can't reach, yo. I came alone, North America's stone. To stick pins in the brains of black youth before they grow. Miseducate them, mislead them, oppress them, and beat them. Take away their culture, that make it easy to lead them in the wrong direction. Hard to be right and exact when your father's locked down and your mama's on crack. This is for the guards, civilized. The bricks, 120s, rehab for all the Yahoo strips. Get over Messiah, carpet law, nothing higher than this. Surviving them slave ships, swam 9,000 miles up and down through the lab to the God who first gave me this. Peace of law, but it ain't no peace. When my son get harassed by them damn police, I'm on the rooftop, cocked back, slaying the beat. Because the arms too short to block the 2 feet. Like a fine mist, whiff in the air increase. Both heads in the devil, son, I'm traveling east.
Mm-hmm. yeah. This is America's nightmare. Deceivers have achieved the plan to seed it and incite fear. The soldiers overseas, but we got enemies right here. Police control the scene in black fatigues and riot gear. The mark of the beast is quite clear. Marching for peace, but our rivalries don't fight fear. Criminals at the Capitol congregating with Judas. Higher spies and intruders to infiltrate in the movement. Wickedness in the White House, a room full of evil doers colluding at the communion of new maneuvers through us. CDR, the characters that's involved behind the scenes, pulling the strings, wag your dog. In this game, Trump's the face card, the stakes are large. Checkmate, black versus white, like racist pawns. Political puppeteers, straight in face to God. Superpower, push the button, human race is gone.
What the hell do you think we care about dying if you're gonna deny us the right to live? Is it too much to ask you to grant us human dignity? Request. If so, you can aim your gun.
This is a nightmare in America. Minds are sensitized, we losing lives on the regular. Lying representatives conspire with senators. We go to war for our country and die with no benefit. War, famine, and pestilence is evident. The president is possessed like the exorcist. Devilish deals to steal settlements. Infuse ingredients in our meals that kill residents. Population facing decimation. The human race is racing to its final destination. Body count is raising, what's the estimation? Manufactured misinformation while they face the nation. The food skews confused views, the news crews abuse rights and rules back to biz as usual. Stay in tune, whistleblowers quote the musical. 21 rifles blow at the soldiers' funeral.
Imagine having a dream where you can't run fast enough, can't punch hard enough, nonsense ain't adding up. Find a bag of money, grab it, it turns to a bag of dust. That is just America's nightmare when you black as fuck. Savages programmed just got us mad at us. Somebody inspect the deck, they stack it up against us. Fuckers could lynch us in front of hundreds of witnesses. Suckers sitting, quitting, live it up with a pension. Don't trust them for nothing, them busters is wicked, son, don't listen to none of this shit. The numbers is fixed, the government's rigged. You can look it up, it's a print. Slavery's still legal, long as you locked up in the pen.
That ain't a choice, bruh.
The miseducation of all of us. Poisonous vaccination, taxation, extorting us. They've been declared war on us. Way before the Trump in office was in office, I'm just saying no more, what's up?
I'ma go Christopher Donner, gold they can't like Osama. America's nightmare, ain't no human rights here. No more than man I fear. Put my life in God's hands, cause motherfuckers just want us to die here. These racists wanna see me hang from a tree and set a nigga on fire here. I'm right here, rocking with all of my niggas, we all on the front line. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of police killing us and niggas dying. Everybody thought we was bullshit and thought it was just a conspiracy theory about the police brutality and Blue Clips land on our taxes paying their salary. No, they killing us and getting strikes for it like it's gang warfare. Like fuck a black life knowing that the government don't care. The worst that can happen is pay leave and back to their family. Or my family pay the city more money so they can bury me. It's sickening when you think about a straight genocide. That's why I be screaming at black power when it's time to rise.
But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here. We're the only ones who carried the process through the process. That everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who got the push. And being born American didn't seem to matter. Because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. So we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
Nigga, shit still hot. I know we got a lot, but the goddamn police is playing a piece.
Uncle Sam trying to fuck with my peace. Murder my peace. Ain't no secret service when you up in these streets. Motherfuckers play to keep to keep your shit. Take a nigga life like he fucking his wife. How the fuck did it get to this? How did niggas get trapped, shackled and slapped, exploited and shit? Where you be? Wish that nigga was here. When a nigga tell the truth, they got something to fear. Whole system fucked, homie, that's what's up. Your ass wishing you could fit in, they want your ass in the pen. Big tipping, nigga, checkmate, 10-3. They think they over, but they name ain't Jay-Z. These hoes out pulling the string, but villain ain't no puppet, I'm telling the fuck.
Revolution is based on land. Land is the basis of all independence. Land is the basis of freedom, justice, and equality.
A new year, but the same fucking bullshit. House niggas know they ain't gon' bullshit. We need reparations, niggas need land. The fucking government, nigga, worse than the Klan. They killed King, nigga, Malcolm was first. Imagine if they both could've busted a verse. I'ma castle my king, expose the roof. Niggas speaking like the bell till we capture the crook. They think they ass off the hook cause the president black. But they still be lynching niggas, homie, what's up with that? They say they here to protect and serve. Protect they white ass from the stuff out of curve. What kind of chance do my kids have in this shit? Sell dope or be labeled as a misfit. It's a misprint and they fucking didn't work. Too much dirt, nigga, know the truth hurts.
I clocked all night, and when I went to
to put some more icing on my cake. I think I spent about 50 G's. I bought a truck, a house, and a coupe on D. Mom's a trippin', but she really don't know. All I'm thinking is she ain't on the county, don't know. Before my mama fucked with the county again, I'd rather take the risk of doing 5 to 10. I'm not taking a chance, I'm straight making a chance. So now we deserve to get what we wanna get. I got my mama up out of there, because y'all motherfuckers just don't care. You really wanna know why I so scum? Because my mama to me comes number one. Now you sucker motherfuckers don't understand, but to my mama, I'm her real black Superman.
town by Sunday. I say if they don't get out of town, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all. He said, well, why kill them all? Why kill the women? First, why kill the babies? They're just little innocent blue-eyed babies. Because, God damn it, they're going to grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing black people.
Yes, sir.
I said, kill a cripple, kill a hellfire, kill a hog, God, darling. Kill them all. Kill the faggot. Kill the lesbian. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said, then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn again because they didn't die hard enough. And if you don't have the strength to dig them up after you've done all that work, just go to the grave and shoot in the damn grave. Kill them again because they didn't die hard enough. I don't have no respect for Mandela.
I hope this letter finds you in good health, in good disposition, and enveloped with the spirit of goodness. I must confess that it had never occurred to me before to write you, and I find myself overwhelmed and moved to have this opportunity. Although circumstances have compelled me to reach out to you, I am glad to have this occasion to try and cross the boundaries that would otherwise tend to separate us. I understand that the New Jersey State Police have written to you and asked you to intervene and to help facilitate my extradition back to the United States. I believe that their request is unprecedented in history. Since they have refused to make their letter to you public, although they have not hesitated to publicize their request, I am completely uninformed as to the accusations they are making against me. Why, I wonder, do I warrant such attention? What do I represent that is such a threat? Please let me take a moment to tell you about myself. My name is Asada Shakur, and I was born and raised in the United States. I am a descendant of Africans who were kidnapped and brought to the Americas as slaves. I spent my early childhood in the racist, segregated South. I later moved to the northern part of the country, where I realized that black people were equally victimized by racism and oppression. I grew up and became a political activist, participating in student struggles, the anti-war movement, and most of all, in the movement for the liberation of African Americans in the United States. I later joined the Black Panther Party, an organization that was targeted by the COINTELPRO program, a program that was set up by the Federal Bureau of Investigation to eliminate all political opposition to the U.S. government's policies, to destroy the black liberation movement in the United States, to discredit activists, and to eliminate potential leaders. Under the COINTELPRO program, many political activists were harassed, imprisoned, murdered, or otherwise neutralized. As a result of being targeted by COINTELPRO, I, like many other young people, was faced with the threat of prison, underground, exile, or death. The FBI, with the help of local police agencies, systematically fed false accusations and fake news articles to the press, accusing me and other activists of crimes we did not commit. Although in my case the charges were eventually dropped or I was eventually acquitted, the national and local police agencies created a situation where, based on their false accusations against me, any police officer could shoot me on sight. It was not until the Freedom of Information Act was passed in the mid-70s that we began to see the scope of the United States government's persecution of political activists. At this point, I think that it is important to make one thing very clear. I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty. To make a long story short, I was captured in New Jersey in 1973 after being shot with both arms held in the air and then shot again from the back. I was left on the ground to die, and when I did not, I was taken to a local hospital where I was threatened, beaten, and tortured. In 1977, I was convicted in a trial that can only be described as a legal lynching. In 1979, I was able to escape with the aid of some of my fellow comrades. I saw this as a necessary step, not only because I was innocent of the charges against me, but because I knew that the racist legal system in the United States, I would receive no justice. I was also afraid that I would be murdered in prison. I later arrived in Cuba, where I am currently living in exile as a political refugee. The New Jersey State Police and other law enforcement officials say they want to see me brought to justice. But I would like to know what they mean by justice. Is torture justice? I was kept in solitary confinement for more than 2 years, mostly in men's prisons. Is that justice? My lawyers were threatened with imprisonment and imprisoned. Is that justice? I was tried by an all-white jury without even the pretext of impartiality and then sentenced to life in prison plus 33 years. Is that justice? Let me emphasize that justice for me is not the issue I am addressing here. It is justice for my people that is at stake. When my people receive justice, I am sure that I will receive it too. I know that Your Holiness will reach your own conclusions, but I feel compelled to present the circumstances surrounding the application of so-called justice in New Jersey. I am not the first or the last person to be victimized by the New Jersey system of justice. The New Jersey State Police are infamous for their racism and brutality. Many legal actions have been filed against them, and just recently, in a class action legal proceeding, the New Jersey State Police were found guilty of having an, quote, officially sanctioned de facto policy of targeting minorities for investigation and arrest. unquote. Although New Jersey's population is more than 78% white, more than 75% of the prison population is made up of blacks and Latinos. 80% of women in New Jersey prisons are women of color. There are 15 people on death row in the state, and 7 of them are black. A 1987 study found that New Jersey prosecutors sought the death penalty in 50% of cases involving a black defendant and a white victim, but only 28% of cases involving a black defendant. Unfortunately, the situation in New Jersey is not unique, but reflects the racism that permeates the entire country. The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. There are more than 1.7 million people in U.S. prisons. This number does not include the more than 500,000 people in city and county jails, nor does it include the alarming number of children in juvenile institutions. The vast majority of those behind bars are people of color, and virtually all of those behind bars are poor. The result of this reality is devastating. One-third of black men between the ages of 20 and 29 are either in prison or under the jurisdiction of the criminal justice system. Prisons are big business in the United States, and the building, running, and supplying of prisons has become the fastest-growing industry in the country. Factories are moving into the prisons, and prisoners are forced to work for slave wages. This super exploitation of human beings has meant the institutionalization of a new form of slavery. Those who cannot find work on the streets are forced to work in prison. Not only are the prisons used as instruments of economic exploitation, they also serve as instruments of political repression. There are more than 100 political prisoners in the United States. They are African Americans, Puerto Ricans, Chicanos, Native Americans, Asians, and progressive white people who oppose the policies of the United States government. Many of those targeted by the COINTELPRO program have been in prison since the early 1970s. Although the situation in prisons is an indication of human rights violations inside the United States, there are other more deadly indicators. There are currently 3,365 people now on death row, and more than 50% of those awaiting death are people of color. Black people make up only 13% of the population, but we make up 41.01% of persons who have received the death penalty. The number of state assassinations has increased drastically. In 1997 alone, 71 people were executed. A special rapporteur appointed by the United Nations organization found serious human rights violations in the United States, especially related to the death penalty. According to his findings, people who were mentally ill were sentenced to death, people with severe mental and learning disabilities, as well as minors under 18. Serious racial bias was found on the part of judges and prosecutors. Specifically mentioned in the report was the case of Mamia Abu-Jamal, the only political prisoner on death row, who was sentenced to death because of his political beliefs and because of his work as a journalist exposing police brutality in the city of Philadelphia. I believe that some people spell God with one O, others spell it with two. What we call God is unimportant as long as we do God's work. There are those who want to see God's wrath fall on the oppressed and not on the oppressors. I believe that the time has ended when slavery, colonialism, and oppression can be carried out in the name of religion. It was in the dungeons of prison that I felt the presence of God up close, and it has been my belief in God and in the goodness of human beings that has helped me to survive. I am not ashamed of having been in prison, and I am certainly not ashamed of having been a political prisoner. I believe that Jesus was a political prisoner who was executed because he fought against the evils of the Roman Empire, because he fought against the greed of the money changers in the temple, because he fought against the sins and injustices of his time. As a true child of God, Jesus spoke up for the poor, for the meek, for the sick, and the oppressed. The early Christians were thrown into lions' dens. I will try to follow the example of so many who have stood up in the face of overwhelming oppression. I am not writing to ask you to intercede on my behalf. I ask nothing for myself. I only ask you to examine the social reality of the United States and to speak out against the human rights violations that are taking place. On this day, the birthday of Martin Luther King, I am reminded of all those who gave their lives for freedom. Most of the people who live on this planet are still not free. I ask only that you continue to work and pray to end oppression and political repression. It is my heartfelt belief that all the people on this earth deserve justice. Social justice, political justice, and economic justice. I believe it is the only way we will ever achieve peace and prosperity on this earth. I hope that you enjoy your visit to Cuba. This is not a country that is rich in material wealth, but it is a country that is rich in human wealth, spiritual wealth, and moral wealth. Respectfully yours, Asada Shakur, Havana, Cuba.
When I am dead, wrap the mantle of the red, the black, and the green around me, for in the new life I shall rise up with God's grace and blessing to lead the millions up the heights and the triumph that you well know. Look for me in a world when there are storms. Look for me all around you. For with God's grace, I shall come back with countless millions of black men and women who have died in America, those who have died in the West Indies, and those who have died in Africa to aid you in the fight for liberty, freedom, and life. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars have advanced through the colleges and universities, have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race a coward. You race of imbeciles, you race of good-for-nothings. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die. Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it. We have prayed to God for vision and for leadership. And he has given us our universal vision. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to America. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to the West Indies, but a vision that said there must be a free and redeemed Africa. Christ the crucified, Christ the despised. We appeal to you for help, for succor, for leadership. When you endeavor to carry your burden up the heights of Calvary, when white men spurned you, when white men scorned you, when white men spat upon you, when white men pierced your side out of which little water gushed forth, it was a black man in the name of Simon the Syrian who took your cross and bore it up the heights of Calvary. And now that we are bearing our burden of being so heavy, we just ask that you just help us on up the heights. Oh yes, the cause is grand, the cause is glorious. Surely we shall not turn back. Oh, sail on, sail on, sail on. Oh, mighty ship of state, sail on. Sail on until the flag of the red, the black, and the green is perched upon the hills of Africa. Because the time has come for the black man to forget his hero worship of other races and to create and emulate heroes of his own. We must canonize our own saints, create our own martyrs, and elevate the positions of fame and honor black men and women who have made a distinct contribution to our racial history. Sojourn the Truth is worthy of a place of sainthood alongside of Joan of Arc. Crispus Attucks and George William Gordon are entitled to the halo of martyrdom with no less glory than the martyrs of any other race. Toussaint Louverture's brilliancy as a soldier or a statesman outshone that of any other people. Hence he's entitled to the highest place as a hero among men. Because Africa's created millions and countless millions of black men and women in war and peace, whose luster and bravery outshone that of any other people. So why not see good and perfection in ourselves? We must inspire our literature and promulgate a doctrine of our own without any apologies to the powers that be. That right is ours and God. Let sentiments and cross opinions go to the winds. We are entitled to our own opinions and are not obligated to or bound by the opinions of others. If others laugh at you, return the laughter to them. If they mimic you, return the compliment with equal force. Because they have no more right to dishonor, discredit you in manhood than you have in dealing with them. Honor them when they honor you. Disrespect and disregard them when they vilely treat you. Their arrogance is but skin deep, an assumption that has no foundation in morals or in law. They have sprung from the same family tree of obscurity as we have. Their history is as rude in its primitiveness as ours. Their ancestors were running wild in living in trees of branches like monkeys as ours. They made human sacrifices, ate the flesh of their own dead and wild meat from beasts for centuries, even as they have accused us of doing. Their cannibalism is more prolonged than ours. When we were embracing the banks of the Nile, they were still drinking blood out of the skulls of their conquered dead. After our civilization had reached the noonday of progress, they were still living in holes with bats, rats, and other insects and animals. After we had already unfathomed the mystery of the stars and reduced the heavenly constellation to minute and regular calculus, they were still backwoodsmen living in ignorance and in blatant darkness. The world is indebted to us for the benefits of civilization. They stole our arts and sciences from Africa. Then why should we be ashamed of ourselves? Their modern improvements. To be reflected and resurrected by our generation and our posterity. Why should we be discouraged if somebody laughs at us today? Who's to tell what tomorrow will bring forth? Did they not laugh at Christ, Moses, Muhammad? Was there not a Carthage, Greece, and Rome? So we see and have changes every day. So pray, work, be steadfast, and be not dismayed. Because as the Jew is held together by his religion, the white race is by the assumption and the unwritten law of superiority, the Mongolian by the precious tie of blood. Likewise, the black man must unite in one grand racial hierarchy. Our union must know no clime, no nationality. But let us all hold together in every country, in every clime, making a racial empire upon which the sun shall never set. Let no voice but your own speak to you from the depths. Let no influence but your own rouse you in time of peace and time of war. Hear all, but attend only to that which concerns you.
Your allegiance shall be to your God, your race, your country. Remember that the Jew in his political and economic origins are always first a Jew. The white man is first a white man under all circumstances, so you can do no less. Be black, buy black, think black, and all else will take care of itself. Let no one inoculate you with evil doctrines to suit his own convenience. Charity begins at home. So first to thyself be true, and thou canst not then depart. So no matter. Because God and nature first made us what we are. And out of our own creative genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. Follow always that great law. Let God and the sky be our limit and eternity our measurement. There is no height to which you cannot climb without the active intelligence of your own mind. Mind creates, and as much as we desire in nature, we can have through the creation of our own mind. And today, being scientifically the weaker race, you shall treat others only as they treat you. But in your homes and everywhere possible, you must teach the higher development of science to your children. And make sure that we have a race of scientists par excellence. For in religion and science lies our only hope to withstand the evil designs of modern materialism. Never forget your God. Remember that we live, work, and pray for a binding racial hierarchy whose only natural, spiritual, and political limits shall be God and Africa at home and abroad. With God's dearest blessings, I leave you for a while. One love.
Brothers and sisters, Marcus, Messiah, Harvey.
Marcus Garvey was the first black man to come into this country and get a mass movement, an allegiance, support of the masses of black people. Why? Because Garvey didn't care what the white man thought. Garvey didn't care how the white man felt. Garvey had the feelings of the black man at heart. Garvey had the hopes and aspirations of the black man at heart. And the black masses detected this. They felt this. They were conscious of this. So they gave Garvey their support. And anyone today who can get a following among the masses of black people in this country is immediately labeled by the United States government as un-American, as seditious, as subversive, as Marcus Garvey was labeled un-American, as seditious and subversive. Any black man who has the true intention of solving the problem of the masses of black people in this country, the government itself will try and trick that man and trap that man and frame that man. And usually he'll do it by these Uncle Tom Negro leaders whom the government has set up. The Negro intellectual was against Garvey. The Negro professional was against Garvey because Garvey represented the black man.
You're quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile, man. My people been persecuted.
Hold the mic to fight. With force, I keep it away, of course. I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage, I raise and I'm rolling. And to the poor, I pour it on my metaphors. I'm not bluffing, it's nothing that we ain't did before. We played the stage, the points made you consider it done by the prophet, the rage.
What the people say? Yo, Flip, you're next one step, you get to the east side. We got to kick it for the east side.
I roll with the punches so I survive. I rock for to keep the crowd alive. I'm not falling, I'm just calling. But I'm past the days of yes, yawling. I wiggle round around, I pump, you jump up. Hear my words, my verbs to get
new stuff.
I've been around a while, you can't describe my sound. Clear the way for the pop of the rain. What the people say?
Hey, yo, Griff, we got to get to my man Ralph in the south. Let's kick it to the south side.
I'll ring your bell, can you?
hostile. To you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours. Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. This faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over, and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. If we leave America and go over to the east to Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life so that you will be abundantly blessed. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without the written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together, if need be, die together. But with a black man, you can preach to him from the pulpits. You lecture from the platforms, from the byways and the hedges. The spirit of cooperation, but he will not cooperate. You talk to him gently, you try talking harshly to him, he still will not cooperate. The result is that he falls prey to those who understand themselves and walk through the world making you their serfs and slaves. You must acquire an understanding of yourselves. Look around you. See the smiling pictures of nature, the beautiful hedges, the wonderful mountains, the wonderful vegetation all around. But because of your disposition to each other, you live in suffering, in want, in penury, and in debt. You lack the gentle touch of nature, love for each other. You hate yourselves. Black men, and what is wrong with you? Why have you no affection for yourselves? Could I hope to see you living among yourselves as the people I've spoken of? Living in charity, love, and in sympathy with each other? It can be done. I wonder if you will adapt that course. Isn't it easier to enjoy prosperity than to live in ignorance and darkness? Why select the worst out of nature? Nature never gave pain, suffering, and death to the world. It was man himself who selected death, pain, and sorrow. I wonder if I cannot inspire you to select between good and evil. Let me impress upon you once again that whatsoever your hardships may be, whatsoever your difficulties in life, they are your own selection. And so if you encourage them, if you husband them and take them to your bosom, they will abide with you. Nature will not take them away from you as Mother Nature did not give them to you. She is not responsible for your sorrows. Mother Nature represents all that is beautiful. She gave you the highest personality in the realm divine. Your sorrows are your own. If you want joy, if you want sunshine, it is before you abundantly in nature. I made a selection of sunshine, the beautiful sunshine. I made a selection to laugh at the moon, to laugh at the stars, and sing with the birds of the forest and of the wilderness, to join in the rhythmic music of the winds that sing from east to west and from north to south. Had I selected sorrow, I would have been dead a long time ago and been without that which would send me into the presence of the divine, because I would have lived not with the knowledge that is divine. We must acquire the higher knowledge of life. Black men and black women, will you get the knowledge that the white man has that causes him to be leaders and masters in the world? They are not gods with a peculiar source for understanding the world around them. They have only given expression to the knowledge of their humanity and been able to use and conquer all to their satisfaction and glory. And that is why they are always greater than you in every community that you find them. Isn't it strange that wheresoever the white man is found, he takes precedence over you? Why is that so? Answer that for yourselves, black men and black women. Wheresoever you come in contact with the white man, you always have to go down in defeat before him. Whether it be in England, in France, or in America, you always have to go down to the white man, and yet he has two eyes, two feet, two hands, same passions, same senses and feelings as you have. Your feet are not put on opposite sides, now your hands turned around the other way. But it's because you fail to use your will, your knowledge, and your mental faculties to the point where you will enjoy life around you. I'm only here and not in the gutters and in the pond of despair because I use my intelligence. And I swear that no man alive shall ever use his intelligence in understanding the works of nature more than I. I shall rise as high as he ascends. I shall meet him on the same platform of mental equality and fight him till thy kingdom come, because nature created us equal. I want you to make up your mind as I've made up my mind years ago. Make up your mind that you will rise to the knowledge of your soul. Because of your ignorance, you cannot understand and decide between good and evil. You don't know whether you're doing right or wrong. With a greater knowledge of life, you're able to appreciate all things around you. I'm able to gather you here because I understand you. Understand your neighbor, your wife, your children, and you will be able to live in harmony with each other and get the best.
Official coming from the QB.
Yeah. Yo, Rock, you know the vibe. Listen, I'm the truth, look.
The dream
look, see where I'm from? The rich quarters outnumbered by the alpoles. I'm hot, my heart cold, can't fuck with me, hell no. See, this the last straw for you, scarecrow. The fuck is you, brainless? Clout chasing me, you wanna be famous? So you try me, not knowing that I will leave you nameless. I'm hard as steel, went through hardships, walked away stainless, unscathed. In them same situations would've broke you, you would've broke too. Man, my demeanor's unapproachable. I put some on my team, not knowing they weren't coachable. They get to know you, they keep your styles and they ghost you. The realest on your team could probably be a host too. Just to sum it all up, just watch the ones you close to. Shorty had it rough by herself, raising a pup. No father around, forced to a man up. He didn't man up, black man killed with his hands up. If there's a war going on, who wanna frontline us? Using abuse, all types of stuff. And all these niggas complaining about is black women acting too tough. Man, what the fuck? There's way more issues, we need more tissues. Our pride make us kill each other, acting to mix you. This shit is real. Yo, someone tell Bae girl chill with that imitation ice. On the IG reel, she be imitating life. I ain't simple, you don't be coming for me. I ain't mad at you for rocking hair for jewelry. No, I'm better than that. Say as you must, but I don't beef with chicks whose old stomach is they new butt. That's ass backwards, picture that. I never react, no tip attack. Like girl shit, I rose above that.
Take a shot, but you can't horse
never thought you'd see some little niggas in the forest. No kicking the Cortex yet, cause we ain't made a mess yet. Six rap produce the mess shit. Have a real hard man bumping in your car, man. Finally caught up with a devil named Tarzan.
Swinging on a vine, tucking on a piece of swine. Jigaboo come up from behind. Hit him with a coconut, stab him in his gut. Push him off the tree, he fall right on his nut. And just like EPMD, I don't like a bitch named J.
To the A to the N-E.
Can't wait to meet her, I'm gonna kill her. Cause that little motherfucking cheetah can't hang with a gorilla.
With a banana, but JD is blacker than a city called Atlanta.
Give me some elbow room, I need some elbow room, so I can boom shakalaka boom. That's the sound of the 20 gauge, like a soap and the lick, my can break out of any cage. You never even hear of this, I'm taking care of this. List my environmental terrorist. Fuck Grape Ape and Magilla, I'm a killer. Magilla Gorilla ain't a killer. White boys like Godzilla, but my super nigga named King Kong played his ass like
the motherfuckers get your ding dong.
On the bull deck, butt deck, dick and neck deck. Get your butt back from the black fist. Caterpillars, the gorillas in the mist.
Ooh, dude, running for my magic. Gorillas in the mist. Ooh, dude, running for my magic. Gorillas in the mist.
I'm laying in a cut, I'm laying in a cut, I'm laying in a cut, about to shoot me a mutt. With the boom, ping, ping, listen to the ill shit that I bring, bring. Nappy-headed nigga, coming out the mist, the smog, the fog, Ice Cube is my motherfucking dog. Kicking mud, smoking, punk, the gorilla, rolling four deep with the funk.
Choke dog got the motherfucking pump.
And it's true,
D-Bone got the 22.
That's how it's done, so you better run, yo. Run your ass out the jungle. Just hit a gun, go, and we don't miss. The lynch mob, the gorillas in the mist.
Ooh, dude, running for my magic. Gorillas in the mist. Ooh, dude, running for my magic. Gorillas in the mist. Ooh, dude, running for my magic. Gorillas in the mist. Ooh, dude, running for my magic.
So we play they bad. Automatic shots ring out on every block. my dreams. I hear motherfuckers screaming. What is the meaning? Still that.
Just to focus, no hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locus, what? It's so copacetic, I think through your synthetics with my telekinetics, I mean my telepathic, from this mouth of madness flows one of the baddest in existence, my existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped, I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out, snot, cause I slam like collisions on your vision of me, if you can't touch it, not even a smidgen of me, your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red light, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Told away, blowed away, cut down, mold away, curled up like Olay. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo pop back, I rocked at the door, yes I still rock floor.
Illegal with bitches, busting motherfuckers with uppercuts. I leave them with dents in my terminal mind. Nobody violates the dime. I write your name with a piece of paper. Your family gone. I perpetrate like you can handle my thing. Some merciless in my attack. I take command of your drink. Even motherfuckers drowning in their own blood. Trying to take a bitches. Laugh out the broke bitches that turn sentence. I regulate my area of terror. I represent. Make your people disappear. You wondering where they went in my soul, or is it just I sold my soul? Addicted to the streets, never find true peace, I'm told. Come take my body, God, don't let me suffer any longer. Smoke a pound of marijuana, so I know it ain't long. When is it in all my victims? Is that close? I suppose that's why I murdered my folks. Feel me.
In a 707 with the drops and slap. Used to bassy cola while they drunk in my pipe. Tipping through the south side, running a light. Used to have me up in third ward, checking his tracks. Collecting his scraps, protecting his snacks. Used to always tell a nigga, keep your mind on paper. Bitches in your ear, you keep your eyes on paper. Cause a nigga's definition is a killer for scraps. You kill a motherfucker, you killing for that. You got caught up in the shit that meant you fucked this up.
Old man was picking games, so I sucked it up. Old enough to do my own thing, got me a gig. Flipped my second paycheck, you caught me a lead. Went and seen my homie Choke Dog to slide me a track. Went to Mason's Pawn Shop, got me a gap. Didn't know this crack shit, I got my uncle to cook. With my eyes on my paper, I just fumbled and looked. Impatiently waiting for the pot to boil. Man, I can't wait to see you rock from oil. Put my work up on the table and it's starting tonight. Time for me to bring Brad Jordan to life. Set my ass up on the corner till it started to bounce. Clock scratches reset and started to out. It wasn't long before I was going for nine. I'm 17 around millionaires going for mine. And if you got off in my way, well, I was headed for that. They found your ass misplaced. Put your head in your lap. And niggas is getting cypher with time. That's why you never seen me with a partner in crime. I'm down and dirty, nigga, fuck the world. And that's what separates the ghetto boys and girls. Come on.
Fifth Ward is a spot where niggas get shot. Wholesale cock and every block is hot. Niggas start shit but they don't start it with Bill. Cause them motherfuckers know that blood gon' spill. Ever since I was a kid growing up in the bottom, I beat a nigga's ass if I didn't, I shot him. Never gave a fuck about his family crying. Bottom line, better his than mine. You come around me with that live shit, I kill it fast. I throw a search party for your fucking stinking ass, nigga, cause it's a motherfucking rep thing. You got a set of nuts, you better let the motherfuckers hang. Even if you're facing 20 years, you never rat. You do your time and you come on back. And if your homie really take care of your people while you're gone, and bless you when you come back home. Do your time and don't whine is the motherfucking anthem. That's the type of shit most niggas can't phantom. Them bitches' tongues come unfurled, but that's what separates the ghetto boys from girls. Come on.
I bet you often wonder how niggas survive in the trap. You got jacked and took sick and died in your house. And motherfuckers sat and freed your death. While other motherfuckers counted up the keys to death. Kinda strange how the game it took the change to the world. Split the brain, get the cane, and get back to your turf. And keep the jack you did up under your hat. Cause if the word get out, you kill them, then they killing you back. I never thought that 86 would bring me trouble with that. But these niggas on some other shit like double your pay. And gives a fuck about respect and joke. So how you figure niggas got respect for hoes? But then again, niggas always put their trust in the bitch. But in the end, it's another nigga busting your shit. Fucked around and had to leave the world. Cause you couldn't separate the ghetto boys from girls. Ghetto boys is the motherfucking shit. Never forget them southern niggas made your mind play tricks. Nevertheless, I left the group in 91. Niggas was mad. I had my gun. They had their guns too. I wasn't snoozing cause I knew that if it came down to it, they were using. If it was going down like them, I didn't give a fuck. We was gonna tear this whole motherfucking city up. And nigga, that's real. Coming from the south. You whack ass rappers, watch your motherfucking mouth. Preaching that positive bullshit that you can say. Cause your positivity ain't getting motherfuckers paid. If GB and Willie D reunited, sending niggas back to the studio to get their shit tighter. And niggas thought it wouldn't happen again. But we sat down and settled our differences like men. And put the bullshit behind us. Cause fucking off money ain't a plus, it's a minus. We did what other niggas too big to do when they twirl and separated ghetto boys from girls. Come on.
AJ, you know, I spent 23 years in the prison. You know, I'm still in prison. You know, they right now, us blacks, we represent 37% of the prison system throughout the country. 37%. And we don't represent for 12% of the country. Now, that's disproportionate. And it ain't no joke. You know, it's not by coincidence or happenstance. It's by design. By the year 2015, they're going to have 70% of our community locked up. I'm talking about blacks gonna be locked up within their community. It's gonna be like in Warsaw. Yeah.
Let's talk about life, let's talk about how many bullets fly and how many mamas cry and how many niggas died tonight. Money, dope, and cannon, smoking rivers of blood. Rock a body, boy, ain't no justice, no love. Cocking all them toys and serving plenty poison. Poor pit prostitutes refuse to speak up. That's this cage in poverty, repealing the door. Safe if you fuck the trick inside of the club. Streets, we been getting no opinion. Eyes never witnessing the killings of the niggas that's gone. Look into the soul of the people, see what? Imaginary land of dreams, imperfection. Solving with the animals, eating the young. Depending on them fairy tale variables. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about how many bullets fly and how many mamas cry and how many niggas die. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about how many bullets fly and how many mamas cry and how many niggas die tonight. Another conversation, pistols, cases, murders, hated, robbers, raping. If they got to eat well, they gon' have to take it. Cough, copping, pill, popping, smoking and free basic. Carry and conceal more offenses, catching cases. He ain't had a will, no insurance, occupation. T-shirts for the squad, pine box in the grave. The one who pull the triggers on the front row at the wake. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about how many bullets fly and how many mamas cry and how many niggas die tonight. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about the streets, let's talk about life. Let's talk about how many bullets fly and how many mamas cry and how many niggas die tonight. Follow, follow, every day tomorrow, tomorrow. Ashes in the wind and keep a couple states sedated. Laughing at these bitches, light it up and try to fake it. Follow, follow, every day tomorrow, tomorrow. They're praying and they wishing that you be broken basic so you can live your life in a trap of damnation. I know the road gets hard sometimes. I know you're trying to lose your mind. Ashes in the wind and keep a couple states sedated. Laughing at these bitches, light it up and try to fake it. I know the road gets hard sometimes. I know you're trying to lose your mind. They're praying and they wishing that you be broken basic so you can live your life in a trap of damnation.
Let's talk about the streets. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Let's talk about the street, let's talk about life. Let's talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
This that new appetite for destruction. Non-stop bustin', eruption. Real nigga flex, no bitch handcuffin'. Chill on the intro and the instrumental. This shit hit harder than a bully all Brindo. Still on the endo, my tempo, slow-mo. Love my West Coast killers, nigga, no homo. Break your face open just for playing like you don't know. We do this shit for real, y'all just do this shit for promo. Internet actors, we fast as full actors. Got your speakers captive, you gon' need more practice. These niggas study us, how to drip, how to bust. Ain't gon' never get it right, your whole life just sucks. He got some money, but I still beg to differ. Cause money can't buy a real nigga. Fuck your bust down and your whip and that bitch. Sick head, bring it back with motherfucker Pete. Yes. Since I was a
was a kid with a pussy fro. You niggas been pussy hoes. Born a nigga with an attitude, you goofy hoe. A Alonzo to Imperial, hug to the hundreds. The lynch mob with the licks, bitch, and count this most wanted. In the field, general is none other than Renner Villain. He quarterback in these plays like a fucking insurrection. Now it's January 6th all over again. Tried to tell you motherfuckers how the story gone in. Hard head, greedy cracker, think the shit don't apply to them. Like we supposed to keep on losing and never try to win. That's bullshit, cuz. Put that on grip. Wait a minute, still they got me banging again. With the boom, ring, ping. Keep dog in the bag, you greedy bitch, and watch these fucking shells ring. AK-47 always been the truth. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool.
Solar controller, get your lips swollen, this rich rolling, I'm golden. Chow, y'all cats to my kids, push them off the ledge in the stroller. Pinching all Coca-Cola, bitch, I live right by the motor. And I'ma have to smoke Pepe if this shit get any shorter. Already been in the pen twice, niggas like me and they mice. Some shit is the same, willing to sacrifice. Survive by pack the rice, roll the dice. Wanna play the game, better know the price. Cause killer ain't no rules when you're fucking with your life. I might just walk a nigga right now. This shit don't make a sound. He was just standing around. And somehow this motherfucker on the ground. I told y'all stop fucking around with them hand-me-down sounds. MC Ren, come smack this stupid motherfucker right now. Brat, I'ma get back. Nigga know that there's repercussions. Better not see the witnesses. Bitch, you better not be seeing nothing. Bitch, you better not be saying nothing. Turn your head to chicken dumplings. Suffering, that hole too big for a buffering. I can put my thumb through it. Cuz made me do it. And that fucking mushroom, that bitch made me do it. Do it far as I can throw it and she still go get it. She gon' make it touchdown, kick a field goal with it. Bitch, I spit it far as I can throw it. You sorry fucking hoes. Keep powdering your nose while I'm tossing up these foes. I'm a Dago rap legend, they gon' always remember. And the niggas still kill you over fucking fender bender, bitch.
Funny style niggas, I will spit jokers. But only on the real shit, this real spit is doper. It's spitting on, it's killing y'all. I ain't never bang, but I'm still involved. Take chillin' all, acting like still involved. And I bully the bullies when I pop these drunk. Cocky pump, got his back popping out, see through. Did my time mainline when they locked me up. Gambling for packages, Dominachi pump. Mel out for contraband, you did not re-up. Or you Bible for rolling paper, got me high with stuff. Pro, you a studio rapper talking all these stuff. But even on the one yard, you would've got beat up. CEO toss your pump, Selly toss your rump. Waving your hands behind your back like doing a Humpty Hump. Never try to cross me up. Get the crosses off my bucket. I pull holes out of bucket dick. Half y'all niggas fucking trick. Rest of y'all sucking dick. The villain. Cali's finest. What you fucking with? Never try to get a stripe off me. Tiger flashes in his off-white teeth.
Now when the product is pure, the dope sells itself. I'm in the league of my own. Killer for real on the streets and on the microphone. Point blank range, it's just a game. Nigga, fuck what you claim. My position and demeanor don't ever change. I'm supposed to take the high road. I take the road that's most likely in trouble. They prepare for any battle. The fucking chitter chatter. Oh, you're through the beast. I ain't online trying to define if you a real nigga or a weenie. You can catch me in the streets with the elite. The true dogs and soaps and hustlers and cutthroats. Yeah, I stay with the shit. Stay making hits. Stay pulling up in the flies whip with the intent to break the baddest bitch.
I'm still that nigga. Hat still spell Raiders. Still an all black nigga like Darth Vader. Man, you whack ass niggas ain't on the same page. I do a dub on your seat, walk across the stage. And fuck the police, killing niggas every year. They some motherfucking cowards, full of fear. Mayday on the front line, times two. This some cold ass shit, nigga, like the flu. I take it slow, like DJ Screw. Only one villain that can never be two. From Crenshaw out to Pomona, me and Chill about to put this West Coast shit on ya. Won't King Crooked to critique it when I leak it. And people that listen get goosebumps when I speak it. The villain is back like a comet. It's time for you whack ass niggas to stop it.
Stop, 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 stop.
Surprise, niggas.